Yeah. Oh well. Anyway, on other news, we're getting a new Child's Play movie.
Hell yeah. I'm always down for that. Especially if it's continuation of Cult of Chucky, because god damn it, that movie.
That was a mental movie.
Yeah. Fucking great.
Yeah, new Chucky movie confirmed by Don Mancini. Did you watch the TV series? I haven't seen it yet.
I watched the first season and half of the second season, because I was watching the second season as it was airing, and then I don't remember what caused us to stop, but it's pretty fucking good.
Like, is it good?
It's great. Like, it's almost a continuation of Cult of Chucky without necessarily being a continuation of Cult of Chucky, and it's got everybody in it. Probably one of the best aspects is it's got Brad Dourif's daughter playing young Charles Lee Ray, and he's voicing over her. It's fucking fantastic.
God,
like, it's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, I need to find, once again, I think I just need to get that physically, because I can't be arsed.
Yeah, I don't even really, like, it's
Sci-Fi fucking... Channel doesn't offer in the UK, you have to buy it as part of a package.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you have to sign up with some shite and buy 20 other channels that have no interest in ever watching.
Dude, that's how it is here, honestly. I think that's why we stopped watching it, was because licensing ended and it went to two different places. So you could only watch the first season here and then the other seasons somewhere else. So I'm almost positive that's why we stopped watching.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. No. Anyway, at long last, it sounds like a new Child's Play movie is in the works. This, according to franchise creator Don Mancini, who has revealed that he is in the early stages of developing a new entry in the series. In an ideal world, this would be an addition to the Chucky TV show, which is in the middle of its third season. Either way, it might finally be time for everyone's friend to the end, to grace the silver screen once more. How long has it been? It's been years since we've had a Child's Play movie.
Let's see.
And in fact, most of them, the last couple were...
Yeah, fuck, 2017 was the last one.
God, that was...
That was Cult of Chucky.
God, I thought there was one after.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, yes, there was.
What's
so
the one with, what's the one with Glenn and Glenda? Is that, did that one come after a cult?
Oh, yeah. No, that's before. So that's before? That was Spawn of Chucky? Something like that. Because that was right after... Bride.
Child of Chucky or something. I don't think it was Spawn.
Yeah, I think it was. So let's see. If only there was.
I've seen them. It just has been that long.
Oh, Seed of Chucky. So
Seed goes, of Chucky. Yes.
Yeah, it goes Bride, Seed, Curse, and then the
cult.
Yeah. There was another one that came out in 2020. I believe it. I'm pretty sure it was the one that came out in 2020. That was the sort of reimagining with Mark Hamill doing the voice. Which I liked it. I mean,
hold on, is that the robotic one that we covered?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the last one in the series was 2017.
Yeah. Mancini recently appeared on Scream Dreams podcast, which is co-hosted by Scream Queen Barbara Crampton. During the show, he revealed, "I'm actually in the early stages of working on a new Chucky movie." He didn't say much of anything else about it, but it's worth remembering. Mancini said he would send Chucky to space if enough people want that to happen. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Definitely want that.
We need him to be in space.
Like, I'm sorry, but you send something in space and I'm going to fucking eat up every goddamn second of it. Leprechaun 4, best in the franchise. Jason X, I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
I love that movie. That was so over the top and like, cheesy.
There's a double sleeping bag kill, for fuck's sake. Like, that is the greatest kill of all time.
Even if the war holograms, it still worked.
What's that?
Even if the war holograms, it still worked.
Don't care. Yeah, don't care at all. That was fucking awesome.
But that was so on the nose and self-aware that how could you not love it? It wasn't taking itself seriously.
Right.
It's like, we're going to have a bit of fun. Oh, no, generic horror fan.
Yeah, man. It's I understand the whole in space thing. It was a it was a weird time in horror history where everybody was doing that. But like, even though it was so stupid, like, I just loved every second of it.
Right. So in any event, this is surely welcome news for longtime fans of the franchise. Mm-hmm. The last time any entry in the franchise graced a silver screen was in 2019 when the Child's Play hit theaters. I still say that should have been a knockoff, Chucky. That should have been a Chinese factory or something making knockoffs. And that would have fitted perfectly in the universe instead of being a square peg. No, it wasn't. It was genuine. They were making good guy dolls. And the AA went wrong.
Yeah, but I thought it was like a
Chinese. No, factory, it was just the hammy acting that made it look like it was a knockoff.
Well, no. I know it was like the same people and all that shit, but yeah, I thought it was never mind.
To me, they should have been making a knockoff. That would have cemented that perfectly into the franchise, that they made a knockoff Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could have had Chucky versus electronic Chucky or something, Mecha Chucky, you know.
Motherfucker. I swear to God, I know Don Mancini's listening right now. Do it. Chucky versus Mecha Chucky.
Do you know what I mean?
Greatest movie ever made.
In space.
Dude, I would
Chucky versus Mecha Chucky 2 in space. Fucking what more do you need in life?
Yeah, no, we could all just like check out at that point because life would not get any better.
dear. Directly involved. The last time Mancini was directly involved was in the 2017 Cult of Chucky was released direct to video. In a recent interview by DJ Sus1, Mancini spoke a bit more about the new film, explained that it would not be a reboot, rather it would exist alongside the show. The beauty is that the actor, like Brad Dourif, can voice act it right up until he pops his slugs.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Cullen's still doing it, making a living.
Mm-hmm.
What's he pushing 80 now?
Sounds about right,
doesn't it? Yeah, it's, you know what I mean. That's the beauty of voice acting and having the option. So once again, idiots are missing tricks. There's money there to be made, and they're just like, nah, don't want to do that. Want to make Scream 7?
Yeah,
I just recorded a new segment for it. It'll be popping up tomorrow on the channel.
Ugh. That's a franchise that should have died after the first one.
Oh, God. I want to keep doing new movies, and in fact, I'm in the early stages of starting to develop one now, which is then to work in tandem with the TV show. You know, the ongoing attempt to try to conquer the universe with Chucky. That's not a bad ambition.
No, fuck no.
Yeah. Remarkably, Mancini remains committed to keeping the franchise continuity intact. Dating back to the original Child's Play in 1988, everything remains canon, save for the 2019 remake. Take my suggestion. Seeing you like re-editing stuff, streaming services, just put that little tweak in. Make it a knockoff factory and just leave everything else the same.
Right.
It's right in there. It's part of the franchise. It's end up being more of an addition rather than a full-on reset. Not many slasher icons can say they've lasted 35 years and counting without succumbing to a reboot. As for what this movie could be, that's difficult to answer. It's Chucky killing people. What more do you need?
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a fucking slasher. Does it need to make sense? No.
Oh,
does he need to kill people? Yes.
If Jennifer Tilly's still kicking about, get Tiffany in too.
And, she's one of the mainstays in the television show.
Yeah. So,
like, sort of. It's everybody. Like, Andy's in it, for fuck's sake. So, like, this is Andy a franchise. That what's that?
Andy was great in Cult.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I mean he. I was just waiting for him to pick up an axe and like wear a good. All he had to do is put on a good guy costume. And fucking yeah. Andy run the boat as a middle-aged serial killer in a Chucky costume.
Right, that would have
been because his head's been busted.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Fucking, there's our three movies.
Fuck yeah! I need those fuckers up too.
Andy's Play.
There you go. That's for when Dordiff can't do it anymore.
Yep. Why am I not a millionaire?
It's because people don't listen to you. I mean, I listen to you, but I don't got money. So it's a never ending cycle of suck.
Yeah, dear. Ah, well, such is life. Any jokes about sending Chucky to space aside, the only downside of keeping the continuity together is having to find new inventive ways to tell stories that could be invented to new audiences while staying true to everything that's come before. We'll have to wait and see. It's Chucky. Fucking Chucky.
Exactly. Come on. That I feel like is one of the biggest problems with any sort of, I hate to say adaptation, but basically an adaptation, like trying to make something relevant to a current culture. You don't need to. Like, look at the fucking Joseph Campbell, like the hero's journey. That is something that is relevant to every fucking generation. It's something that is timeless.